Chapter 1. Owain Glyndwr's Manor at Succoth. 1st September 1400. Owain was back in London. The date was ingrained on his mind. Thursday, 21st September, 1397. He knew he was dreaming, even as he kicked and elbowed his way out of the mass of humanity crammed into Westminster Court. For almost 3 years he had relived the incident in his waking and sleeping hours. If he could have wiped both dream and memory from his mind, he would have. But it had embedded into his consciousness, festering like an abscess beneath a battle wound. He was trapped in the thick of a crowd that was squeezing him tighter than an apple in a cider press. There was no avoiding them or their filthy rags, but instead of the foul latrine stench of stale body odors, the pleasant scents of lemon verbena, mint, and rosewater wafted in the air, scents he associated with his wife. The rattle of a drumbeat marking time and a scuffle on the street outside spurred him on. He had to reach the solitary man dressed in scarlet. But Richard Fitzalan, Earl of Arundel, his benefactor and friend since childhood, was setting a fair pace, head high, smiling as though he were on his way to a wedding, not his execution. He waved as he walked, acknowledging the good wishes of the Cheapside natives and the insults they aimed at his escort. Although he walked alone, Arundel was surrounded by Cheshire men who were careful to remain not an inch more than a sword's length from their prisoner. Dressed in military garb, the men wielded cudgels they used without compunction, beating back everyone, man, woman, or child, who drew too close. As if the wooden staves weren't enough, both broad and short swords hung from their belts. Owain avoided meeting their eyes, but he knew their faces and recognized the type. They were brutes, hardly surprising given the lawless nature of the city of Chester and the shire it was in. A haven for wolf's heads that offered sanctuary to every murderer, thief, and rapist in the kingdom. Hardened criminals King Richard II had actively recruited into his private bodyguard. He fixed his gaze on Arundel, concentrating with all his might in an attempt to make him turn in his direction so he might at least offer his old comrade the comfort of a friendly face. The Earl's father had fostered and educated him alongside his own children. Some of the happiest moments of his life had been spent beneath the Arundel roof. 13 years younger, he'd looked up to Arundel, as he would have the older brother he'd lost to plague. The crowd thinned. The mob hung back, suddenly reluctant to draw any closer to the place of death. He halted with them and saw the block standing proud on Tower Hill. The drummer's beat ended. An ominous silence fell. All present watched the black, garbed, and masked executioner who stood waiting, axe in hand. Brushing off the hands of his escort, Arundel strode up the steps to the block. He nodded to the executioner and ran his thumb down the blade. A single drop of blood fell from his hand onto the planking.
"I trust you sharpened this well."
The executioner bowed his head in acknowledgement. Arundel indicated his red tunic and hose chosen, Owain suspected, by the king who had a taste for the theatrical.
"You need not concern yourself with spoiling my clothes."
Two Cheshire men followed Arundel up the steps and clamped their hands on his shoulders. They pushed down, but Richard stood firm and faced the crowd before allowing the guards to force him to his knees. The executioner swung his axe high. Owain wanted to look away, but couldn't. Neither could he close his eyes. A single blow and the Earl's head tumbled from his shoulders onto the sawdust. He heard the mob howl in disgust. The executioner stooped down and sank his fingers into Richard's hair. He lifted the head. Blood poured from the severed neck. He forced himself to look at the face and realized he was staring into his own. He'd reached waking point. He sat up in a tangle of sheets, trembling, sweat pouring from every pore in his body.